Okay. Wait 1 second. I'm looking for my first prayer lead. I
It's
thought it
me.
was Alicia. Oh, it's not Alicia. Okay.
I'm covering.
Okay. Well, God bless you, my minister, LaShonda. Bring me that fire this morning.
Come on now, you started us off this morning with a praise.
Please. God bless you. Okay, I am going to bring our first prayer lead up this morning. It's our minister LaShonda, and she's gonna bless us with an awesome prayer. We know it in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the answer.
Amen, amen. We are so grateful this morning. Sometimes we got to push through, and Sister Keitha here is an example of it. Some things are not going as we think, but it says that we have an expected end. That was my word this morning, and let me just read it out for y'all. We find it in Jeremiah 29:11. I'm gonna read a little bit more because we normally just read that 11 part. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me, and you will find me when you search for me with all of your heart. That was all the way to 13. Let us pray. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you this morning, oh God. Oh God, we know that you are a good God. We know that you are a merciful God. We know that you are a healing God. Lord, we know that the plans that you have for us is of good and not of evil, oh God. Lord, we thank you now, Lord Jesus, because you are a Father, God. Lord, we thank you even now because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, oh God. Lord, we always want to come before your throne, oh God, with a praise in our mouth, oh God. Lord, always giving you glory because you are worthy of it, oh God. Lord, we don't have enough words to say, oh God. Somebody say, I don't have the words to say, but I will lift my hands, oh God. Lord, I would worship you, oh God, because you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy, oh God. Your word says that you will give us an expected end, oh God. Lord, we understand that the people were in bondage, oh God, Babylonian bondage, oh God. But Lord, I even understand now, Lord Jesus, that some of us are in a bondage, oh God. Bondage in our mind, oh God. Bondage to our circumstances, oh God. Lord, bondage to our areas, the environment, oh God. But Lord, it says if we seek you, we will find you. If we run after you with all of our hearts, oh God. Lord, I pray even now, Lord Jesus, that your people will begin to run after you, seek after you with all of their hearts, oh God, with all of our souls, oh God. Lord, with everything that's within us, oh God. Lord, let us run after you like never before, oh God. And Lord, your word says that if we do this, we will find you, oh God. We will find the peace that we are looking for. Lord, we will find the provision that we are looking for. Lord, we will find the healing that we are looking for. Lord, we will find the answer that we are looking for, oh God, because it is in you, oh God. Lord, it is in you that we move and we live and we have our being, oh God. Lord, I pray even now, Lord Jesus, Lord, that you would touch the nation, oh God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would begin to heal the nation, oh God. Lord, that we will begin to turn our face back to you, oh God. Lord, because the answer is in you, oh God. Lord, we know that sometimes we look at man, oh God, but men have faults.
Men have flaws, but Lord, if we can see the God that delivers, the God that set free, the God that heals, all the God that has all power, Lord, the God that has the heart of the king in his hand, oh God. Lord, if we can just look up and see you from where our help comes from, we know that our help comes from you, oh God. Lord, there's no one like you, oh God. Lord, that you have given us the ability, Lord Jesus, to speak to every mountain that's in the way, oh God. Lord, you didn't call us to climb the mountain. Lord, you didn't say go up the rough side of the mountain. But Lord, you have called us to speak to the mountain. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, the testimonies are coming forth. Lord, of what you have done, oh God. Lord, how you have provided, oh God. Lord, how you have kept us, oh God. Lord, we thank you for just another day. Lord, we thank you for another day, oh God. Lord, there are alarms going off all across the world, oh God. But our alarm went off, but we got up. Lord, we just want to thank you for the simple breath in our bodies, oh God. Sometimes we take the simple things for granted, oh God. Even as our sister is struggling right now, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you now, Lord, that your healing ointment is on the top of her head, oh God. It's flowing down to her feet, oh God. And healing is taking place, oh God. And Lord, all she has to do is claim it. All she has to do is walk in it. Oh, we thank you, oh God, that it's according to our faith. So be it unto us, oh God. Lord, let us be like the woman with the issue of blood. Lord, that she made up in her mind, oh God, that if she could just touch the hem of your garment, oh God. Lord, we're sitting here, oh God. Lord, reaching out for your hem, oh God. In the hem there is oil. In the hem, oh God, there is healing. Oh God, but you turned around. You turned around and you said you are made whole today. Somebody is looking to be made whole, oh God. Lord, they're not only looking for healing. They're not only looking for healing, oh God, but they're looking to be made whole. And you say, according to your faith, so be it unto you. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God. Lord, we're calling for a revival, oh God. Lord, we're calling that your people will be stirred up like never before, oh God. Lord, that they will be mature believers ministering from their locations, oh God. Lord, no longer an excuse, oh God. But Lord, raise them up, oh God, like the Gideon 300, oh God. Lord, raise them up, oh God. Lord, raise them up, oh God. Lord, that they are be people of valor, oh God, even now. Even now, oh God, Lord, that you would put them in certain places, oh God, places that we can't go, oh God, that they have a foothold on, oh God. Lord, that you would give them the words to say, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, oh God. Lord, that you would give them the finances to do exactly what they need to do, oh God. Lord, that your kingdom would be established, oh God. When we step into the room, that your kingdom would be established, oh God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God. There is none like you. There is none like you, oh God, in all of the earth, oh God. We look to you, oh God. We look to you from where our help, oh God, where our strength comes from, oh God. Lord, where the power comes from, oh God, where the anointing comes from, oh God, where the deliverance comes from, oh God. We look to you, oh God. We look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. We look to you because there is no one else. There is no other name greater than the name of Jesus. At that name, demons have to tremble. At that name, every knee has to bow. Oh, we thank you, oh God, that there is power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. That we can speak the name of Jesus and the devil has to flee. We can speak the name of Jesus and the situation turns around. We can speak the name of Jesus. And people have to get in order. We can speak the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus over our finances, Lord Jesus. Jesus over our health, oh God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Because there is none like you. There is none like you, oh God. There is none like you, O God. And your word says that if we seek after you, if we seek after you, O God, cleanse our hearts this morning, O God. Let us run after you like never before. Let us seek after you like never before. Let us seek after you like never before, O God. And your word can't return to your void, but it has to accomplish that which is sent out to do. So your word said, if we seek after you with all of our heart, Lord, that we will find you. Lord, that we will find you. I thank you now, Lord Jesus, that someone is finding you this morning. Finding you this morning. Even in the tough times, even when it doesn't look like it. Lord, that we have to stand by faith. We have to stand by faith. We have to encourage ourselves in the Lord, but that we will find you as we seek you. Lord, we give you all the praise. Lord, we give you all the honor and the glory. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen, amen. I'll turn the rest of the service over to our sister, Keitha. I believe that God is giving you right now, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Y'all be blessed.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you
Hallelujah. Blessings to you, Minister LaShonda. You have encouraged me today. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. To those that have tuned in late, this is Sister Keitha Jeffries. I'm a bit hoarse. I have pleurisy. It's a lung infection due to my sarcoidosis. But I'm doing better. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm on antibiotics. I'm using a nebulizer and oxygen. But I'm doing much better compared to last week and the beginning of the week. God is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when there's a will, there is a way. God wants us to have a willing heart. And we praise him this morning. We thank him. Y'all remember that we can minister from our location. And that's one of our believers' declaration. We are discipled through daily ministry. And we, as mature believers, we minister from our location. I'm going to turn the next portion over to Sister Mildred. I didn't want to take up her prayer time. So, Sister Mildred, you can begin.
Amen. In my defense, what's ever on the heart. Father, we bless you on this morning. We bless you and we praise you and we lift you up, Father. We thank you for prayer on this morning, oh God. We thank you for your word and your goodness, God. Lord, we place our life in your hands this morning. You are always faithful, compassionate, and caring. God, you are an almighty God, and we abide under your shadows, oh God. You are omnipotent, and you have complete all control, God. You have complete power over all things and everything, Father. Father, build a hedge of protection around us and our families, oh God. We wait for you, Lord. You are our strength and our defense. Father, you are our lifeline. It is you that restore our minds and restore our hearts. It is through you, your word, and your prayer, our prayer, God, that we gain assurance of your safety, Father. Father, we bless you on this morning. Father, let your ear hear us on this morning. Let your word speak through us and for us on this morning. Let your hand protect and cover over us. Let your ways lie before us, God. Let your eye look before us and let your shield defend us. Father, you are our ruler over all things. We fear you, O God. Father, you are our shelter and your name is strong. And your name is a strong tower, Father. Father, you are righteous, God. we are righteous, and we know if we run in, we're safe, oh God. We're safe in you and safe in your protection. You are our strength and our fortress. You are our rock, Father. Father, help us to establish consistent, strong prayer for you, God. Let us seek you at all times and for all things. We put on our full armor on this morning, God, as we seek you and we pray to you, oh God. We pray to you for our family, God. We pray to you for covering, God. Father, we know that you're always watching over us. We need your strength, God. We need your strength each day, God. We need your hope, God. We need your hope each day. We need your comfort and wisdom. We need your grace and mercy, God. Thank you for your new mercies every morning, God, that you give us. You give us life, God, life and peace, Father. Father, it is you who bless us, the righteous, and give them favor. Father, we pray for your favor on this morning, God, as you protect and cover over us, our loved ones, and our children, oh God. Father, you are true, you are honorable, you are pure, and you are good. Father, you are above all excellence and worthy to be praised. And we praise you on this morning, Father. Father, I pray for your emotional and physical and spiritual protection, oh God, around our children. Guard them, oh God. Guard their mind from harm and evil doings. Father, guard them. Give them the spirit of discernment as they go through schools, oh God. Give them the spirit of discernment to discern evil doing, to discern what is not right and what is good, God. God, I pray that you keep them, God. Keep them and cover them on this morning as you put your defense around them, God. Continue to prepare a table for us, oh God. Continue to prepare for what you have in our lives, God. Guard our minds and our thoughts that we're not troubled, God. Give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Continue to fix our hearts, oh God, and continue to keep our hearts on you. Father, we are thankful this morning knowing that you would never leave us or forsake us. We're thankful this morning knowing that you covered us with your endless love and that you cover a multitude of sins, oh God. We're thankful that you protect us and that your presence cover over us, oh God. Father, we're thankful for your defense. We're thankful for you, God. We're thankful for praise, worship, and your word, God. We're thankful for your word and prayer, God. Prayer that strengthens us, prayer that guides us, and prayer that leads us, oh God. We're thankful for that, God. Father, we know if we pray in all things in your name, God. We know if we pray in your name, we will be saved, God. We know if we pray in your name, God, we will be healed, Father. We know if we pray in your name, we will be protected, God. It is your name that's on most high, God. It is your name that covers us, God. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven their sins and heal their land. Father, we're calling in the name of Jesus on this morning as we intercede for our land, as we intercede for our nation, oh God. We pray for healing, oh God, in the nation. We pray for healing in the land, oh God. We pray for healing with young violence that's taking place, oh God. We pray for healing for those that's going through tornadoes and storms, oh God, and wars around the world, oh God. We pray that you bring your healing, God. Let your healing power be among them, oh God. Let your defense cover them, God. Build a fence around them, oh God. Father, you are faithful and you are worthy, and we bless you on this morning. We give you praise on Most High, God. You do all things according to your will, your purpose, and your glory, oh God. And we pray that you continue to keep us, oh God. Keep our minds. Renew our minds. Restore our minds, oh God. Father, you are good and you are faithful, and we love you, God. We lift you up in all spirit and in truth. We lift you up in your kindness and your compassion and how you care for us and how you keep us, oh God. We lift you up as you build a shield around us, oh God, and a shield around our family and even loved ones, oh God, as you build a shield around our health, oh God, and our mind. God, we give you praise, honor, and glory even on this morning, for there is none like you. For you are Most High God, and you are good, and you are glorious, and you are our protector. You are our strength. You are our safekeeper, God. We love you this morning. We praise you. We lift you up. We magnify you. We glorify you. You are awesome, and you are marvelous, Father. You are worthy of all praise and all prayer that come through this prayer line, God. You are worthy of all things, God. You are amazing, great, and we love you this morning, God. Our hearts go out to you, God, as we cry out, God, as we mourn. Some of us mourn on this morning and just going through, God, just life changes, oh, God. Father, we lift you up as we go through changes. We lift you up as we go through this journey in life because you are worthy and you are good, and we bless your name on this morning. We bless your holy name and all that you're doing for us, all that you're going to do for us, and all that you promised, God. Father, line us up in your will and let us stay in the midst of your glory, God. Let us stay in the midst of your will and your glory as we reverence you on this morning, as we glorify you on this morning, as we praise your name on this morning, as we pray for your protection and healing, God, as we pray for your defense on this morning, God, defense around our family, God. We pray, God, this morning that you continue to put a shield upon us, oh God. Continue to let us be a light in your glory, oh God. Continue to renew our mind and renew our strength and renew our heart, God. Let your will live upon our life, oh God. Let us be guided by your light and by your will, oh God. And let your word come alive in our life, God. Let your word speak to us, oh God, as we move in your faith, oh God, as we move in your favor, oh God. God, we pray, I pray this morning that you continue to cover our families, God. Cover the nation, oh God, with your word and your love, oh God. As we move forth in this election, oh God, give us a mind of peace, oh God. For you do all things according to your will, God, and you know all things before we get there, Father. We pray that you continue to give us peace, oh God. Give us courage, oh God. Encourage us in your word and that allow us to encourage ourselves, God, as we move forth in you, God. There is none like you, God, on heaven. There is none like you on earth, oh God. For you alone are worthy, God, and we praise you this morning. We lift you up this morning. We glorify your holy name, God. We praise you, God. We glorify you, God. For you alone are worthy, God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for what you're doing in the life of our children, God. Continue to give us words to speak courage into their life. Encourage them in your word. Encourage them on how mighty you are and how good you are. Let us encourage them on how faithful you are. Let us continue to encourage them on what you brought us through and what we trusted you in, because we trust you with our life. And we trust you this morning, even in our words, oh God. For you alone are worthy, Father, and there is none like you, O God. We praise you this morning as we lift you up. We praise you this morning as we magnify you. We praise you this morning because you're worthy, God. You're worthy on our jobs. You're worthy in our homes. You're worthy all over, Father. You're worthy of all praise, God. And we worship you in spirit and in truth, O God. Let your spirit abide in us, O God. Let your spirit comfort us and walk with us. Let your spirit continue to defend us, O God. Continue to defend us, O God, as we walk through life, O God. Continue to defend our words, God, as we speak your glory into the lives of others, God. Father, we bless you on this morning. There is none like you, O God. And we lift you up even right now, Father. For your word is true, God. Your word is worthy, God. And your word strengthens us, O God. Let us continue to read your word. Give us strength to continue to pray, God. Give us strength to continue to seek your glory. Give us strength, God. Continue to just worship you. Continue to just lift you up. Continue to just spread your word around the world, oh God. Continue to let our light shine, God. As others look at us, they draw nigh unto you, God. Let dew rest upon our heart this morning, oh God, as we lift you up and as we glorify you, as we give you praise, oh God. We pray this morning that you continue to keep us on our jobs, oh God. Keep our finances, oh God. Keep our health, oh God. And for those that are crying out this morning in health, oh God, cover them, God. Bring healing to their body. Bring healing to their mind. Let them know that you got them, God. Let them know that you're here, God, that you're in the midst of all things that takes place, oh God, that you're in the midst of our lives, oh God, that you guide us that seek after you, God. The righteous run in and they are safe, God. Let us be safe even on this morning, God, as we pray, God. Let us be safe as we praise you, oh God, and let us be safe as we worship you, oh God. For there is none like you. You're everlasting, and we love you this morning. We lift you up. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High King, and you are the Good Shepherd. You are the one, God, that knows all things. And we trust in you this morning. We trust in you even as we move forward, oh God. We trust in you as you let your word come alive in our life, oh God. We trust in you as you continue to cover the nation, oh God. One nation under you, oh God. One praise under you, oh God. We worship you this morning in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth, oh God. And we thank you for all that you're doing again, oh God, and all that you're going to do in our lives, and for what we trust you for. For what we trust you in our hearts for, God. Let our heart, God, pour out unto you. Let our heart be unto you, God. Let our heart be worship unto you. Let our lungs be breath unto you, O God. In Jesus' name I pray this morning. In Jesus' name I pray as we continue to move forward, God. Continue to move forward in your faith and in your name. Bless us on this morning, O God. Bless even the ones that's on the prayer line this morning that seek your face this morning. Bless the ones that have humbled themselves before you on this morning, O God, as we seek your face. For there is none like you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Mildred, for your prayer. Hallelujah. We praise God for you. Willing vessel. Thank you, Lord God. We know that the time has come. Some of you may have to leave. Before you leave this morning, I like to put it in your ear. If you have a seed you want to sow into the ministry today and is able to bless the ministry, we're going to ask that you can do that by way of Cash App at $Bishop Eric Clark. You could also go to ekcministries.org, leave an offering and your prayer request. Also on the EKC Ministries, we are doing GPS, which is guiding people to salvation. It's a 1 minute or less video or audio testimony you leave in, to lead people to Christ. It's encouraging. So if you're interested in doing so, you can do that at the website also. We're always looking for prayer leads and hosts. If you're interested in doing either of those, you can get in touch with Pastor Lenore at 216-475-6327. Leave a message if she don't answer, and she will get back with you. And make sure you know, excuse me, just what to do. Excuse me. Let's be a part, support this ministry, this vision that God has given Bishop. This is a great ministry. This prayer ministry is not just a prayer time, allotted time. It's a prayer service. And we come together to lift up the name of Jesus, to encourage each other, hallelujah, to pray for any problems and all manner of sicknesses and anything that the enemy try to bring to weigh each other down, to any way he come. This prayer ministry is knocking down walls because we are a people in the city impacting the world. Not just a church in the city. We're a people in the city impacting the world. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. At this time, I am going to turn it over to our next prayer lead, our own Pastor T. Buckner. When you're ready, sir, you can begin.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We're grateful and honored to be with you again on this Tuesday morning, praying for you, Sister Ethan, that God would give you total healing, thanking God for your faithfulness, how you're just pressing your way in. Your willingness to serve is just healing in itself. And just watching the way you serve, the way your husband served, Minister Andre, he preached yesterday at the nursing home. It was wonderful. And I got a chance to see Sister Izzy for a short moment and just praying for the people. It was just good. The word was good. The singing, the people singing. It was just serving, just uplifting. It was just, it's wonderful when sometimes you go out to serve and the people you serve end up blessing you. Man, God is just awesome, awesome. Thanking all those nurses and assistants and caretakers. What a wonderful job they do at that facility. I just was thanking them and being in a position to honor someone else and lift them up. Blessing, just a blessing, just a blessing. I'm going to share a little bit of in Luke 15 this morning, but I want to remind the people to pray for one another always. Pray without ceasing, of course. Having an attitude of prayer is very important. And being thankful and grateful that we're able to get out on a daily basis, to go where we need to go. Some people are confined to certain areas and can't move and need assistance, and we're just going about our day. But being reminded that one day we may not be, we may be restricted to a wheelchair or to a bed or to a room all day. And I know that's just driving me crazy, because I got to be going all the time. But at the same time, just being mindful that there are others who may be a little less fortunate than I, you know, and be careful not to be complaining, to be content, whatever state of mind that I am in. That's what Paul was like. I'm just content. Even in a place where, when he was in the Philippian jail, he was just giving up praises and glory and honor to the Father. But I'm just blessed today to be able to pray for others and encourage others and uplift others in the name of Jesus. We're praying this morning for all those that are on the prayer list. I got Clinton, James, Sharice, Honesty, whoever Honesty. We're praying for Ayana, Keisha, our church over in Africa, Pastor Pay and Pastor Woa. Of course, all the nursing homes and rehabilitation centers, we're praying for them, praying for their staff, all those caretakers, we're praying for them. We thank God for them, the administration, the nurses, the assistants. Oh, my God, we're just praying for them right now in the name of Jesus. All the prayer leads and the prayer warriors and the prayer hosts, we're praying for them in the name of Jesus. At times, we know the enemy is going to attack the leaders, the prayer leaders and the prayer hosts, because he don't want this prayer to go forth. He don't want us to go out and share and stay in the spirit of unity, togetherness. And we are one faith, one baptism. One Lord, oh, we just one. We connected. We unified. We about our business, our brothers and sisters. We're looking out for one another, and of course, the enemy doesn't like that. In the Luke 15, we reminded of the story of there are three things that are lost. It's a lost son, a lost coin, and a lost sheep. But the first part of the parable is about the lost sheep. And in 15:1, he says, tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach. This made the Pharisees and the teachers of the religious law complain that he was associating with such sinful people, even eating with them. You know, Jesus often was hanging out with the sinners. And I said to myself, well, how they gonna get saved unless they hang around? You know what I'm saying? But folk will be complaining. Folk gonna be talking about him. He hanging, he, I mean, whatever he do, they gonna say something about you. So I say, keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Let God use you. Verse 3 says, so Jesus told them this story. If a man had 100 sheep and one of them got lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go and search for that one that is lost until he finds it? And where he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. When hearers will call together his friends and his neighbors, saying, rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep. In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over the 99 others who are religious and haven't strayed away. And I read this story so many times, but I have to share that this is a picture of one sheep that went astray. He leaves the 99 back in the fold because that one is of so valuable to him, so precious that I got to go get that one. And I trust that the 99 will be safe right here, but I'm going back to get that one. That one lost sheep. Oh, my God, I'm so grateful that he came back to get the one. I'm so grateful that he came back to get the one who was so important to his heart, so meaningful to him. He loves us all, but that one that got astray, I got to go back and get him. Been thinking about my own personal ministry, my men's ministry, and just ministering in my family. And I got to, you know, I hang out with sinners. They my family, but these sinners, we all sinners and saved by grace, you know. We know that. But at the same time, I share a word or two, and then I just plant a little seed, and then I go on about my business. I ain't going to stay with them too much longer, because they'll pull their weed and they drink out on the pastor in the New York minute. But I love them, and I want them saved. That's my prayer today. I want them saved. I want them back into the fold. I want them back connected to Jesus. I want them to have that joy again. So I want to pray today for all those who are lost, who have went astray, that God would bring them safely back into the fold. I like that part where he carries the sheep back. He doesn't scold the sheep. He doesn't whip the sheep. He doesn't chastise. No. He doesn't point his no. His love carries them back into the fold in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you that you came to get us, that you searched time, and you came to get us, to bring us back into the fold. We're honored and we're grateful. We pray for all those who are lost today, all those who have went astray, all those who are wandering in the wilderness. We pray some kind of way someone would come and grab you and bring you back into the fold. We want to say we love you this morning. We want to say we love you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to ask the Father to be with those who are over in the war in the Middle East, those that are being killed on a daily basis, just wiped out. They lost their jobs and lost their homes, lost their businesses, lost their families and relatives. We ask God for a spirit of comfort to be in that area, a spirit of peace in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, Father, to forgive us all of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness in Jesus' mighty name. We ask, Father, to put a hedge of protection around us so none could get outside the fold, so the enemy can't trick you to leave the fold, to leave the ministry, to leave what is blessing you in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that God would strengthen us today to help someone else, to go see someone else, to go and see someone in the nursing facility, to see someone in the rehabilitation center, to see someone who may be in a less fortunate place than we are in the name of Jesus. We know we are blessed, Father. We're blessed. We're able to go and come as we please. We're just blessed beyond measure. But, Father, let us take our blessings and bless someone else. The blessings that God has bestowed upon us is not just for us. It's for others. It's for our family in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for a lost souls to get saved today. I pray that someone would hear the word of God, hear the gospel, hear the good news, and want to repent and come back to Jesus in the mighty name of God. I thank you, Lord. I pray for my children this morning. I pray for them, all of them. I pray for all of them. I got so many I can't call their name. But I pray in particular the one that will make the right decision today. Oh, my God, my precious baby Erica would just make the right decision today. I pray for her and I give her my guidance and direction, but it's up to her to make the choice. And I pray that, God, that she would use godly wisdom today in the name of Jesus. I pray. I pray, Father, for all my brothers and my sisters that are connected here, will continue on to do what they're doing. They're doing a great job, and I pray for them. I pray that they will continue on with their work. I pray again for Sister Jeffries for total healing. I thank God for her ministry. I thank God for what she's doing. My God, the enemy sees what she's doing and wants to deter her and wants to disrupt what she's doing, but she's a soldier in the Lord's army, and she's doing a good work. And she might, in fact, she like Nehemiah, she doing a great work and she can't come down. My God, I lift her up in prayer today in Jesus' mighty name. All those who have been afflicted, all those that are under the weather, I lift them up in Jesus' mighty name. And I say amen and amen, and go forth and continue to walk with the Lord Jesus. Thank you, people of God. Thank you, all of you, all across the land. All of you, I forgot to mention some things, but Lord knows my heart. Y'all know T Buckner, I'm just gonna pray for you and encourage you to keep going. Don't stop doing what you're doing. You're doing a great work. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Buckner, for your prayer, your care for the people of God. Thank you also for the support for Mr. Andre yesterday. God is good, people. We thank God he brought us to this point. We have been a part of this prayer service this morning, and God is awesome. We love him and we lift him up. We thank God that each of you have tuned in and those that have stayed the entire time. Praise God. Because every 15 minutes, each speaker prayerly come with a different topic and a different prayer. So we grateful to have them all, because every word has touched us in one way or the other. And we praise God for that today. Thank you all for joining this morning. Just remember to share our prayer line. Share the information with your family and your friends that you may tune in, that they may be blessed, that their prayer requests may be answered, and that they may be lifted up and encouraged and strengthened by the prayers. Also, remember, Bishop come on the prayers every morning, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. And then Bishop Eric Clark comes on the Daily Bread, which is his service right behind this. It come on YouTube channel. You can subscribe if you like, or just go check it out. It's under Bishop Eric Clark at 9 a.m. every morning from Monday through Friday. He's on about a half an hour. Sometimes I go to an hour, but a half an hour, Monday through Friday, you get your daily word in. And we thank God for that. Also, our believers' declaration, it says, we as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. We get in our daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. So wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we can minister from it. It don't have to be in a church.
It don't have to be behind a podium. We don't have to have a robe on, a suit on. We could be on the street, in the grocery store, at the post office. We could be at the doctor. Wherever we are, we minister from our location. Thank you, Jesus. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Thank you, Jesus. And if you care to sow a seed this morning, if you're inclined to do so, do it. Send it to Cash App at Bishop Eric Clark. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Or go to the ekcministries.org. Okay, this is guest week, and I do have a guest. Thank you, Jesus. He's an old classmate of mine. I think it's been about 53 years maybe. We've been knowing one another somewhere in there, 52 or 53 years. And anyway, I want to introduce him to you all, and he's going to pray with me for me this morning. Steve?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, this is Stephen Aiden. He's going to go for it. All right, go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I just want to say praise the Lord. And man, oh, man, you talk about following somebody. Oh, my goodness. What can I say after what I've already heard? Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. I just say God is so good. I'm blind. I've been a chaplain for most of my life. I have I saw Keitha again at our reunion. And I want to tell you guys that she is a walking miracle. I remember when I first met her in the seventh grade and her joy, her love, how she is with her family. I mean, she is just an awesome, awesome lady. And I told her that, and I'm praying for her. I knew the devil would try to steal her voice and do something, but I knew she was going to make it. She is a walking miracle. Today, God put in my spirit that I wanted to change the prayer line to a power line. But I wanted to do, because I'm blind, he has given me tools to give to you guys to give you more power. I know that we depend on God for everything, and he is definitely worthy of everything that we can say and everything we can do. You can only do this with the Holy Spirit. But he said something that was just outstanding in the Bible. He was saying, hearing. If you want to see me, you have to hear me. And he said, if you want to learn about me, you have to hear. So your ears are very, very important. So if you want to know the ways of God, you have to hear him. You have to not only thirst after him, but you have to be able to understand his voice. You have to know his voice. He said, my sheep know my voice. You have to hear him. I know that we read, but sometimes it don't reach our ears. It don't reach our spirit. So one of the tools that he gave me in the name of Jesus was a talking Bible or a Bible app. I would encourage each and every person to go online. They have free Bible apps. I would like for you, it's a challenge, to walk with your eyes closed through the New Testament. If you can, get the app. Most phones have them, and they're free apps, Bible apps. I want it to go into your ears, go into your spirit. I want you to have the color experience, the minority experience that is in the Bible, that we no longer see when we read most of our literature today. But what I want you to do is place yourself, whatever you're reading, place yourself in the text. Close your eyes. Listen. Place yourself there. So that not only can God see you, he can hear you. And I believe that we are powerless today because we are fed spiritual milk. We're not eating the food that God would give us for growth. So one of the things we need to do is use our tools, our ears, place ourselves in the situation, walk with the disciples, walk with Jesus. Just be there. Listen. If you listen, you will hear God. And most of the time, we're talking. The outside world is diverting our eyes. We get sleepy when we're reading. But when you close your eyes and you listen, God will speak. And he says that you will hear from me and you will know I am your God and I will empower you. So this is an empowerment ministry. I hear so many people that have been empowered. And I'm saying that a lot of times we ask God for healing when God has already given us the spirit of healing within us already. All we have to do is connect to it. Everything that we touch, in the name of Jesus, everything that we touch, we have power to change. Our children, our parents, we can speak a word to anyone. And we are a walking Bible, an epistle. People that can't get to the Bible, who can't see, who can't hear, they can, oh, wait a minute, hold on. There's something different about this person. They can see God in you. They can see God on you. They can see the Holy Spirit. And he gives you power. If you don't believe what I say, read what Jesus told the disciples. He said, stay here until the Holy Spirit comes, till power comes from on high, where he will bring you all understanding. He will bring you everything that you need. It's on the table. I know that we are so used. God do this, God do that, God do this, God do that. When God says, my child, I have given you this. It's in you. And I'm asking each person to use some of the tools that he gives you. Use your ears, use your heart, use your mind. And this is my prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we would ask that with each elegant speaker, with each elegant hearer, with people who are within our reach, Lord, that we will reach one, teach one, that we will do the Great Commission, Lord, that even if we don't know what to say, we can touch a person and say, God bless you. We can give of ourselves, Lord. So in the mighty name of Jesus, we would ask that you will empower each and every person. Because you promised us that if you hear me, if you seek my faith, that your faith will be increased. That as long as you keep me first, and it be in my Father's will, in God's will, it will be done. So we don't pray for things that are already happening, because Revelation is here. If you look at how many storms, we look at how many wars, we look at what's going on in our own homes, Jesus said this has to pass. This has to happen. So don't pray to stop it. Pray to survive it. Pray that the people who are in it will know that this is the Lord and that they are part of a relevant time and that Revelation is happening right now. So, Lord, we would ask that you bless Ms. Keith, Lord. We ask that you would bless your pastor, Lord, and all of your ministers who spoke so eloquently, Lord, that they become a power station, that they would pass the power on. Teach us how to fight in the name of Jesus. Sometimes they say, well, let me fight. No. God gives you the weapons. He said, we put on the shield of faith. We put on the armor of God. Why? Because we're soldiers. He has given us what we need to fight the battle, to heal one another, to heal ourselves. Please, Lord, let us be empowered, Lord. Let the few words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, upon this very day. That you will empower this ministry, Lord. That you will empower this prayer line, this power vine, Lord, that they will reach one, that the chain will not be broken, and that everything that you give, we can pay it forward, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I say,
yes, Jesus.
Let our guest speak. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Steve. God is good. He is able. Hallelujah. We praise God for each and every one of you that have tuned in this morning and stayed the entire prayer time. I know you had to get something from each person. I sure did. It wasn't in vain. Every prayer that went forth blessed my soul and gave me more and more strength. And as Steve said, he's completely blind. Hallelujah. And God still used him. And he's saying, try doing it through his eyes. Walk through, close your eyes and let the Bible read to you and put yourself there. And let God minister to you the way he ministered to him. When you can see it a different way, when you're missing one thing in his natural life, the other senses start to open up more powerful. And his eyes are gone, his natural eyes. But his spiritual eyes are open. And God, he hears what the Spirit is saying. Hallelujah. We can't take for granted the things that God gives us. Every part of the body, we are one. And each and every one of us is a part of the body that God has jointly fit together. When one hurt, when one sick, when one is missing something, we all cover. And we praise God, hallelujah, for the prayers that has been made in this place. Okay, y'all, well, it's just about time to tune into our daily bread. But before we leave, I will bring it to you again. If you have an offering you like to sow into this ministry, please do so by the way of Cash App at Bishop Eric Clark, or go to ekcministries.org and leave your offering there. You can also leave a prayer request, and you can upload your 1 minute or less GPS guiding people to salvation. Okay, I'm getting ready to unmute, but it's time to get on the daily bread.